Exclusive. Opponent Shelley Farley demands Senator Kirsten Gillibrand return money from firm led by longtime Harvey Weinstein consigliere. By Aaron Klein on November 3, 2018. Days before the midterm elections, New York Republican senatorial candidate Shelley Farley has renewed her call for her opponent, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, to return or donate to charity over $806,000 that Gillibrand received from a law firm headed by Harvey Weinstein's longtime attorney, close advisor and business investor. "She needs to return that money," Farley told this reporter in an interview. "Otherwise she can't call herself the hashtag MeToo Senator." "Is she the hashtag MeToo Senator?" "No, I think she is the hashtag MeFirst Senator." In August, Breitbart News reported that Boies Schiller Flexner LLP, the law firm headed by famed attorney David Boies, has been Gillibrand's single largest campaign donor throughout her political career and at the time was the second largest donor in the 2018 election cycle. The law firm has since become her top donor this election cycle, according to the most recent public election data. Boies himself was widely criticized over controversial tactics he reportedly deployed to minimize the allegations of sexual assault and harassment faced by Weinstein. Gillibrand's continued acceptance of financial support from Boies's firm comes despite her being one of the most prominent and outspoken supporters of the hashtag MeToo movement. Gillibrand returned the money she got from Harvey Weinstein. "Yet she is not donating this $800,000 to a sexual abuse charity, as I have been calling her out for months," Farley stated. Farley was referring to Gillibrand's very public decision to donate the $11,800 in campaign contributions she received directly from Weinstein to RAIN, a nonprofit tending to victims of sexual assault. This while she continues to accept contributions from Boies Schiller Flexner. Boies helped Weinstein settle a sexual harassment claim and reportedly personally signed a contract with a shadowy private investigation company that engaged in efforts to foil the extensive New York Times investigation into the accusations against Weinstein. Those efforts reportedly included an operative going so far as to pose as a women's rights activist to glean information from one of Weinstein's accusers. An operative from the firm hired by Boies also reportedly went undercover to meet with reporters in an effort to get the names of female accusers speaking to the news media about Weinstein. OpenSecrets.org, the respected campaign finance tracker run by the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, documents that Gillibrand's top donor throughout her political career has been the Boies Schiller Flexner law firm. The firm has provided Gillibrand with a total of $806,983 since 2005, according to data released electronically by the Federal Election Commission. A breakdown by election cycle finds that Boies Schiller Flexner was her top donor in 2008, 2010, 2012, 2014, 2016 and now in 2018, as well. Gillibrand has a personal history with the firm. She worked there as a partner from 2001 until November 2006, when she was elected to New York's 20th Congressional District. When she was first elected to Congress, Boies Schiller Flexner issued a press release touting its substantial support for her New York campaign. Boies Schiller Flexner has long been led by co-founder David Boies, considered one of the most powerful attorneys in America. A Bloomberg profile characterized Boies' work thusly. "For decades, Boies has been cleaning up his wealthy clientele's messes. More quietly, he's been cleaning up his own." Bloomberg continued, citing questions about Boies' judgment and claims about moral outrage. Interviews with more than a dozen people who've worked with him show that this isn't the first time his loyalty to a friend or client has tested the bounds of propriety and called his judgment into question. "I probably do tend to stay with friends and clients more than some other people would," he says. "Sometimes that can subject me to criticism." Boies survived those episodes with his aura intact. Inside the firm's offices, he and his lieutenants expect nothing different this time around. They're sure they'll outlast the current wave of moral outrage, and even imagine themselves on the right side of history. The profile revolved around the law firm's defense of its now former client Harvey Weinstein and Boies' own close personal and financial relationship with the fallen Hollywood big shot. Besides the firm's representation of the movie mogul, Boies himself has done business with Weinstein, was regularly seen in Weinstein's social orbit and was described by the New York Times as a trusted advisor to Mr. Weinstein. Boies' actions took place while Boies Schiller Flexner was separately representing the New York Times, including in a libel case. Farrow, writing at the New Yorker, reported. Two private investigators from Black Cube, using false identities, met with the actress Rose McGowan, who eventually publicly accused Weinstein of rape, to extract information from her. One of the investigators pretended to be a women's rights advocate and secretly recorded at least four meetings with McGowan. The same operative, using a different false identity and implying that she had an allegation against Weinstein, met twice with a journalist to find out which women were talking to the press. In other cases, journalists directed by Weinstein or the private investigators interviewed women and reported back the details. Boies personally signed the contract with Black Cube. According to the New Yorker, with the attorney admitting that the opposition information gathered from one private investigation firm was funneled through him to Weinstein. Boies confirmed that his firm contracted with and paid two of the agencies and that investigators from one of them sent him reports, which were then passed on to Weinstein. He said that he did not select the firms or direct the investigators' work. On October 28, 2016, Boies's law firm, Boies Schiller Flexner, wired to Black Cube the first $100,000, toward what would ultimately be a $600,000 invoice. The documents do not make clear how much of the invoice was paid. The law firm and Black Cube signed a contract that month and several others later. 1, dated July 11, 2017, and bearing Boies' signature, states that the project's primary objectives are to provide intelligence which will help the client's efforts to completely stop the publication of a new negative article in a leading NY newspaper and to obtain additional content of a book which currently being written and includes harmful negative information on and about the client, who is identified as Weinstein in multiple documents. After the New Yorker broke the story, Boies characterized his involvement with Black Cube as a mistake. "We should not have been contracting with and paying investigators that we did not select and direct," he conceded. "At the time, it seemed a reasonable accommodation for a client, but it was not thought through, and that was my mistake. It was a mistake at the time." Boies's actions drew sharp criticism and did not sit well with the firm's other client. The New York Times fired Boies's firm over the matter and called the famed attorney's conduct in the affair, which included an attempt to stop the Times' own reporting, a grave betrayal of trust. Mr. Boies responded in a public statement that his firm had a clause in its retainer agreement with the Times that purported to waive all conflicts of interest on matters unrelated to cases in which the newspaper had retained the firm. But as the Times's leadership pointed out in its own statement, it never contemplated that the firm would contract with investigators to do opposition research on its own reporters. Unsurprisingly, the Times considered this conduct to be a grave betrayal of trust and grounds to terminate the firm. It is hard to imagine how a lawyer of Mr. Boies's caliber would not have anticipated this reaction. It gets worse. Bar ethical rules prohibit lawyers not only from engaging in fraud, deceit or misrepresentation, but also from inducing others to do so. They also specifically forbid lawyers from directing non-lawyers to engage in prohibited conduct. Black Cube employees were in fact involved in such deceit. Investigators misrepresented their identities in order to gain confidences from women whom Mr. Weinstein had harassed or assaulted. Although Mr. Boies now claims that he had no knowledge of such practices, he surely was in a position to have such knowledge and had reason to suspect them. He had hired an organization known for hardball tactics and reportedly received reports of their findings. Weinstein accuser Rose McGowan called Boies a scumbag over his role in hiring Black Cube. Besides hiring a firm to try to allegedly stop the Weinstein accusations from going public, Boies also helped Weinstein reach a settlement with one alleged victim of the movie mogul. Former Weinstein Company employee Lauren O'Connor authored a 2015 memo in which she detailed allegations of sexual harassment and complained that she was afraid to travel with Weinstein, leading Boies to help Weinstein settle with O'Connor. O'Connor told the New York Times that she believes the settlement was a way of attempting to make her accusations disappear after she persisted with the charges. "The first time I spoke out, the message from HR was, 'This is not our problem,'" she told the newspaper. "The second time I spoke up, the response was, 'How can we quickly make this go away?'" Boies is more deeply tied to Weinstein. The lawyer reportedly met Weinstein in 2001 and discussed the possibility of writing a memoir for Weinstein's imprint Miramax Books. The memoir, Courting Justice, was published by Weinstein's company in 2004. In 2005, Boies helped Weinstein and his brother Bob separate from the Walt Disney Company. He also provided counsel for the Weinsteins after they first formed the Weinstein Company. Boies's daughter Mary Regency got one of her first acting credits for her role in Silver Linings Playbook. A film produced in 2012 by the Weinstein Company. Weinstein also acquired the U.S. rights to a Western that was to be executive produced by Boies and produced by his daughter via the Boies/Schiller Film Group, which was formed by Boies and the son of his legal partner, Jonathan Schiller. Boies also reportedly invested a total of $10 million in two Weinstein Company movies. Boies finally dropped Weinstein as a client in early November 2017. Speaking to Ronan Farrow, Boies admitted that he had seen enough red flags that should have alerted him to Weinstein's treatment of women. Although he vigorously denies using physical force, Mr. Weinstein has himself recognized that his contact with women was indefensible and incredibly hurtful, Boies said. Boies added, "In retrospect, I knew enough in 2015 that I believe I should have been on notice of a problem and done something about it. I don't know what, if anything, happened after 2015. But to the extent it did, I think I have some responsibility. I also think that if people had taken action earlier, it would have been better for Mr. Weinstein." Boies Schiller Flexner has faced accusations of its own related to gender discrimination, Bloomberg reported. In 2002, Rachel Baird, a former Boies Schiller Flexner attorney, along with a colleague, sued the firm for gender discrimination. In one incident, Baird describes Boies telling her, the only female attorney in the room, to go downstairs and pay for his cab. At the time, the firm said the claims were without merit. Eventually, the women settled for $37,500 each. Marguerite Hogan, an associate who left the same year as Gilbert, says, "There weren't a lot of women for me to look up to. When you're in that situation and there is nobody else around you that's like you, it can feel a little isolating." Around 2005, three attendees reportedly recalled going on the law firm's weekend retreat in Jamaica, where attorneys were, as Bloomberg described it, greeted at an evening reception by a woman splayed out on a buffet table with her body covered in chocolate. Gillibrand was working with the Boies Schiller Flexner at the time. Although her campaign did not reply to a Breitbart News question about whether she attended the Jamaica event. The firm's general counsel Nick Gravant Jr. said that Boies's wife Mary, who is also an attorney at the firm, was not amused by the woman on display at the Jamaica event. Mary right away directed that the woman get off the table, recalled Gravant, who blamed the hotel for the episode. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.